1 Kings chapter 11. But King Solomon loved many foreign women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites. Of the nations concerning which the Lord Jehovah said to the children of Israel, You shall not go into them, neither shall they come into you. Because surely they will turn your heart away after their gods, Solomon clung to these in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. Because it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned his heart away after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord Jehovah, his God, as was the heart of David his father. Because Solomon went after Ashtoreth the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, and did not fully follow the Lord Jehovah, as David his father did. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And he did the same for all his foreign wives, who burnt incense and sacrificed to their gods. And the Lord Jehovah was angry with Solomon, because his heart had turned from the Lord Jehovah God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. And had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods, but he did not keep that which the Lord Jehovah commanded. Therefore the Lord Jehovah said to Solomon, Since you have done this, and you have not kept my covenant and my laws, which I have commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom from you, and will give it to your servant. Nevertheless, I will not do it for David your father's sake in your days, but I will tear it out of the hand of your son. However, I will not tear away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to your son for David my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake which I have chosen. And the Lord Jehovah stirred up an adversary against Solomon, Hadad the Edomite, he was of the king's offspring in Edom. Because it came to pass, when David was in Edom, and Joab the captain of the host army had gone up to bury the dead, after he had struck every male in Edom. For 6 months Joab remained there with all Israel, until he had cut off every male in Edom. That Hadad fled, he and certain Edomites of his father's servants with him, to go into Egypt. Hadad was still a little child. And they arose out of Midian, and came to Paran. And they took men with them out of Paran, and they came to Egypt, to Pharaoh king of Egypt, who gave him a house, and appointed him food, and gave him land. And Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, so that he gave him the sister of his own wife to be his wife, the sister of Tapines the queen. And the sister of Tapines gave birth to him Genubath his son, whom Tapines weaned in Pharaoh's house. And Genubath was in Pharaoh's household among the sons of Pharaoh. And when Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers, and that Joab the captain of the host army was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, Let me depart, that I may go to my own country. Then Pharaoh said to him, But what have you lacked with me, that you seek to go to your own country? And he answered, Nothing. However, let me go anyway. And God stirred up for himself another adversary, Rezin the son of Eliada, who fled from his lord Hadadezer king of Zobah. And he gathered men to himself, and became captain over a band, when David killed those of Zobah. And they went to Damascus, and lived there, and reigned in Damascus. And he was an adversary to Israel all the days of Solomon, besides the mischief that Hadad did. And he hated Israel, and reigned over Syria. And Jeroboam the son of Nebat, an Ephrathite of Zeredah, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow woman, even he lifted up his hand against the king. And this was the reason that he lifted up his hand against the king. Solomon built Millo, and repaired the breaches of the city of David his father. And the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, seeing that the young man was industrious, made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. And it came to pass at that time when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that the prophet Ahijah the Shilonite found him in the way. And he had clad himself with a new robe, and the two of them were alone in the field, and Ahijah caught the new robe that was on him, and tore it in 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, Take for yourself 10 pieces. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah, the God of Israel says, Listen. I will tear the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to you. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. Because that they have forsaken me, and have worshipped Ashtoreth the goddess of the Zidonians, Chemosh the god of the Moabites, and Milcom the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways, to do that which is right in my eyes, and to keep my laws and my judgments, as David his father did. However, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand. But I will make him prince all the days of his life for David my servant's sake, whom I chose, because he kept my commandments and my laws. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and will give it to you, even 10 tribes. And to his son will I give 1 tribe, that David my servant may have a light always before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen for myself to put my name there. And I will take you, and you shall reign according to all that your soul desires, and you shall be king over Israel. And it shall be, if you will listen to all that I command you, and will walk in my ways, and do that which is right in my sight, to keep my laws and my commandments, as David my servant did. That I will be with you, and will build you a sure house, as I built for David, and will give Israel to you. And I will because of this afflict the descendants of David, but not forever. Solomon therefore sought to kill Jeroboam. And Jeroboam arose, and fled into Egypt, to Shishak king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. And the rest of the acts of Solomon, and all that he did, and his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the acts of Solomon? And the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David his father, 3143 AH, 899 BC, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his place.